Today we're going to learn Daf Ches Amud Beis. We already get a little bit of a jump on it because we're ahead of the game a little bit. We are on Daf Ches Amud Beis already. We're up to the Mishnah in the sixth wide line of Daf Ches Amud Beis, and we are continuing the series of Mishnayos that are Ein Bein Mishnayos. Again, Mishnayos that compare two things and that tell us that pretty much these two things are the same except for a few minor differences. How did we start this discussion? Because we had a Mishnah that spoke about the difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And we said, Ein Bein, there's no difference between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni for all of its halachos, except for the fact that you read Megillah and you give Matanos Levyonim only in Adar Sheni, but not in Adar Rishon. But other than that, it's all the same. So now we move on to a different Ein Bein, and it is about a Mitzora. Before we begin, important to get a couple of concepts down. When a person gets Tzara'as, this discoloration of the skin that comes about for whatever reason, whatever Avera he may have done, Chazal associated with Lashon Hara, but it doesn't matter why he has Tzara'as, a person gets a certain skin discoloration, it needs to be examined by a Kohen. Now the Kohen will often send him away for 7 days, far away, he'll be sent away for 7 days, and then he'll be re-examined. Sometimes at the end of that period of 7 days, when he's re-examined, the Kohen will determine, oh yeah, this guy's got tzaras. His nega, the discoloration became very, very clear that he has tzaras. That's what we call a mitzora muchlat, someone who's absolutely a mitzora, someone who has absolute tzaras. Now, during the time period that he's sent away, and he could be sent away for a second week also, if nothing changes, during the time period where he's sent away, where we're waiting to reevaluate him, he's called a mitzora muskar, a mitzora who is closed off, who has been sent away. So he's not an absolute mitzora, he's sort of teetering between being mitzora and not being mitzora. We're waiting for further evaluation. So the Mishnah is going to discuss the difference in halachos of a mitzora muskar and a mitzora muchlat. A guy who has tzara'as during that week where we're waiting to reevaluate him, and a guy who has absolute tzara'as. We're also going to mention the difference between coming out of those states, becoming purified from those states. What's the difference between a person who is now given a clean bill of tahara after being closed away and reevaluated versus a person who is given a clean bill of tahara after being an absolute mitzora? So that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein mitzora muskar le mitzora muchlat, ela priya ufrima. The only difference in halacha between a mitzora that's awaiting reevaluation and a mitzora that's an absolute mitzora is whether he has to grow his hair and tear his clothing. Only someone who's an absolute mitzora has an obligation of growing his hair and tearing his clothing. Someone who's in between, who's waiting reevaluation, does not have to do those things. Next thing, Ein bein tohor mitocheskar letohor mitochechleit, as far as becoming tohor after being reevaluated, or becoming tohor after being a complete mitzora and just becoming healed and becoming tahar, the only difference between the tahara process is ela teglachas vitziparin, is whether he has to shave his head. Someone who becomes tahar from being a full-fledged mitzora has to shave his head. Someone who becomes tahar after being reevaluated does not have to shave his head. Someone who becomes tahar after being a full-fledged mitzvah has to bring tziporim, has to bring bird karbanos. Someone who becomes tahar after just being reevaluated does not have to bring bird karbanos. So says the Gemara, these are all the differences between the guy who's an absolute mitzvah versus the guy who's just being reevaluated. So again, the major concepts are mitzvah muskar and mitzvah muchlat. So says the Gemara, Hale'inyan shiluach v'tumah zevezeh shavin, makes it sound like as far as sending them away, where the halacha is that you need to send a mitzora outside of any wall, any city that had a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, he has to be sent away. So it sounds like we do that whether he is an absolute mitzora or whether he's only a mitzora who's awaiting reevaluation. So minanimili, how do I know? So period, that's the end of that discussion. Now, minanimili, how do I know this halacha that it says in the Mishnah that the obligation to the iser to cut your hair, the obligation to grow your hair, and the obligation to tear clothing is only for an absolute mitzora, for a mitzora muchlat, and is not for a mitzora muskar, is not for a mitzora who's awaiting reevaluation. So Gemara suggests as follows. This is how we know it. Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak kamed Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak taught in front of Rav Huna. Pasuk says, V'tiaro ha-kohen misapachas, that when it talks about a mitzora who's awaiting reevaluation, it says the kohen will be mitaher him, and he will clean his clothing, and he becomes tahar. So you see, tahar mipriyo friyama demeikara, that he was tahar the entire time from any requirement of growing his hair or tearing his clothing. Meaning, it doesn't just mean that now on in he's not going to have to grow his hair and tear his clothing, it means even me'ikara. He never was included in the obligation to grow his hair or tear his clothing. So Rava says, wait a second, Elameata, if that's the kind of drasha you're going to make, then Gabe Zav, when a person has the tumma of Zav, which we discussed yesterday, Dechsiv, where the Pasuk says, V'chibes bigadav vitaher, where it says he washes his clothing over there, also says vitaher, so hasa mai vitaher me'ikari ika. What, do you mean to say over there also, after he becomes tar, it's as if he was never tameh? What do you mean? Azav was tameh. You can't say that he was tameh, he was tahar me'ikara the entire time. Ella tar hashta milit tameh klicheres beheset afagav da hadachazileh. No, by Azav, what it means is he's tahar right now in that if he moves a klicheres, if he moves a pottery utensil, the contents of that utensil no longer become tameh. When he's still in the throes of his tumah, of his tumah ziva, if he moves a pottery utensil and there's something in there, the item in there will become tameh. But now that he's been metayer himself, when he moves that pottery utensil, its contents remain tahar. Even though he may see more ziva later in the day today, lametame lemafreya, it's not going to retroactively make the stuff in this pottery utensil tame. So chenami hashta tar hashta milatame bibia lemafreya. Maybe that's all it means about the mitzora. Not that he never had a din of priya ufrima, that he never had a din of growing his hair and tearing his clothing. Maybe he did have a din of priya ufrima. When it says that vitaher, it means that if he walks into a house, the things in that house are not going to become tameh, even if later in the day he sees another negatzara'as. But right now, he's already tar. So again, we're stuck now. We don't have a source. How do I know that there's no obligation of priya ufrima for a mitzora who is awaiting reevaluation, that there's no obligation to grow his hair and tear his clothing? So Ella Amar Rava Mehacha. Rava says we learn it from the following pasuk, second possibility. Vahatzarua asher bo hanega. What do we learn from this pasuk? Misha tzarata tuluya begufo, yatzazeh shein tzarata tuluya begufo. Where do we have a requirement of priya ufrima? Only when it's asher bo hanega, the tzaras is on him. The tzaras is all about his body. It's all about a physical manifestation of a problem on his body. But a guy who's awaiting reevaluation, his problem isn't about his physical being. His problem is that he needs to wait a certain amount of days till he gets reevaluated. So he's not included in this pasuk about priya ufrima. That's how we know that there's no din of priya ufrima for a mitzora muskar. The whole din in the Torah of priya ufrima is only about a guy asher bo hanega, where the problem is a physical problem in his body. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, well, if you're going to make that drasha, Elameata, kol yimei asher hanega bo yitma, Pasuk says, as long as the nega is bo, he becomes tamei. So you want to tell me, and you have to send him outside, you have to send him outside of the walled cities, so do you mean to tell me that only misha tzaratu tulya begufo hu detoun shiluach, v'shein tzaratu tulya begufo ein toun shiluach, that only someone who the problem of tzaras is physically on his body, only such a person needs to be sent away. But where the problem of tzaras is not physically on his body, he does not need to be sent away. Meaning, after all, it's the same word, hanega bo, which makes it sound like it's only about a mitzora mukhlat, not about a mitzora muskar, not about someone awaiting reevaluation. And if you say, yeah, that's exactly what I mean to tell you, that the din of shiluach is only for someone who's a mitzora mukhlat. No, but you can't say that, because v'akatani, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein bein mitzorim muskar le mitzorim muchlat ela priya ufrima. Hala inyan shiluach l'tumir bibiya zev zeshavin. That the only difference between a mitzorim muskar and a mitzorim muchlat is that the mitzorim muchlat can't cut his hair and has to tear his clothing. But it sounds like as far as sending him out of the city, that would be the same for a mitzorim muskar and for a mitzorim muchlat. So you can't tell me that the way we know that a mitzora muskar does not require prima is from the phrase asher bo, because when asher bo hanega, because whenever you're going to apply that phrase, it's not the same drasha is not going to work. You're not going to be able to say asher bo hanega only talks about a mitzora muchlat. Amrlei yemei kol yemei l'rabos mitzora muskar l'shiluach. Really, the word Asher Bo Hanega should tell me that it's only talking about a Mitzora Muchlat. Aye, in the pasuk about Shiluach, about sending him away, it also says such a phrase. Yeah, but in that same pasuk it says Kol Yemei. Kol Yemei comes to tell me that the din of Shiluach applies to more people than we think. Not just to the Mitzora Muchlat, but even to the Mitzora Muskar. But when it comes to the din, when it comes to the din of Priyo Frima, that's only for a Mitzora Muchlat, not for a Mitzora Muskar. So, Frakta Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, does the Bach change it over here? He'll leave it as is. Ihachi, Teglachas Vitziparim, my time alone. Well, then why, when the guy who's awaiting reevaluation becomes Tahar, why doesn't he have to shave his head and bring the bird carbonos? After all, our Mishnah said that only someone who is absolutely a Mitzora has to shave his head and bring birds. How come the guy who was awaiting reevaluation, the Mitzora Muskar, does not have to shave his head and bring birds? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'yotza ha-Kohen el michutz l'machana, v'hinei nirpa nega ha-tzara'as. Pasuk says the Kohen goes on the Chutz Machne and he sees that the Tzaras is better, and then etc. Meaning then he brings the Karbanos and he shaves his head and all that. So what do you see? Only Misha Tzaratu Tulya Berufuos. Only someone who needed to be healed, who had an absolute problem of Tzaras and needed healing, only such a person brings Karbanos and shaves his head when he becomes Tahar. Yatzazeh, as opposed to a guy who is just awaiting reevaluation, Shein Sarato Tulia Berufuos. His Tzaras doesn't need healing because he was never absolutely a Mitzora to begin with. Ela Biyamim, he just needs to wait a certain number of days. So that guy does not bring Karbanos and does not shave his head at the end of his Tzaras. So the main point to summarize this entire Sugya simply would be as follows. A Mitzora Muskar, and again you should know what that phrase means because we already defined that at the very beginning. A Mitzora Muskar does not need Priya Ufrima. Again, Priya Ufrima means the idea of letting the hair grow and tearing the clothing. But he is sent outside of all the walled cities and is Mitame things when he walks into a house, just like a Muchlat would be. When a muskar becomes tahar, he doesn't bring birds and he doesn't shave his head. When a muskar becomes tahar, he doesn't bring bird karbanos and doesn't shave his head, unlike a muchlat. That's the summary of the whole thing. And again, the only differences between mitzora muskar and mitzora muchlat is in terms of, while he's still a mitzora, the muchlat needs priya ufrima, the muskar does not. And when they get out of their tzara'as, the muchlat needs to shave their head and bring birds, the muskar does not. But as far as sending them out, that applies to both of them equally. As far as their tumah, that applies to both of them equally. Good, next Mishnah. This is a little more of a familiar topic, the next Mishnah. Ein bein svarim letfilin umuzuzos. There's no difference between svarim, like books of Tanakh, and tefillin and mezuzos, the way we write them, ella shasvarim nechtavin b'chal lashon, utfilin and mezuzos ein nechtavos ella ashuris. Svarim could be written in any language, really. Any book of Tanakh you could write in any other, using characters of any language, but tefillin and mezuzos have to be written only with kosher Hebrew letters. Rav Shmuel Gamliel omer, af b'svarim lo hitiru shiichtav el yavanis. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says, no, even by svarim, you're allowed to write it in a language other than Hebrew, but it can't be any language. You can't write in English or French or anything. Only Greek. Greek is the only language you're allowed to write other svarim in. So the Gemara points out, so in what way are they similar to each other? Are Svarim the same as Tefillin and Mezuzos? We pointed out in what way they're different in terms of the language you're allowed to use. In what way are they the same? Halutofren, Begidin, Ultame Yasiadayim, Zevzashavin. In terms of sewing them together, using sinews of an animal to sew the klafim together, and in terms of their kedusha, being able to make your hands tame, so in terms of those things, then they're exactly the same. They have the same din. So main point number two, tefillin and mezuzos can only be written in Lashon HaKodesh. Svarim, other svarim of Tanakh, Tanakama holds can be written in any language, and Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds only in Greek. Good, we'll pick up at the two dots in the next shiur.